Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me for today's meditation. We're going to keep on with our theme, which is the flawed perception that happiness comes from our external environment rather than from within. And today's piece, our art piece, is a painting by Winslow Homer, and it's called Gulf Stream. I'm sure many of you have seen this image at some point or another. It's a pretty famous painting. And it's of a man, a Haitian man. Well, I think he's a Haitian man because that's where Homer was living at the time. On a boat, and his mast is broken, his boat's falling apart, and he's in some pretty treacherous water with sharks. And on the horizon, it looks like there might be some storm brewing. And on the even farther horizon, there's what seems to be maybe a small ship, but it's so far away, and he's got his back turned to it. He's not even paying attention. So this is the image for today that I chose. So before we get into it, why don't you just have a seat onto your meditation cushion, get comfortable, and then we'll see what's there. So as always, just begin by taking a few big breaths in and let all the air go. And check in with yourself today. Notice the state of your mind, quality of your energy. And just sit for a moment with yourself as you are. Just notice, observe. So I chose this image for today and for this topic of seeing external things as a source of happiness. Because this man on the boat, you know, he's probably in like the worst situation of his life, I'm guessing. And he's allowing it. He's kind of chilling, because what else can he do, you know? He's propped up on his elbow, looking out over the water. And I think a lot of times our own lives can feel a lot like the ocean that he's in. There's all these waves that keep on coming. There's something on the horizon that's heading our way. There's sharks in the water. There's stress. There's always a lot of things going on for most of us. So within that turbulent water of your own mind, the chatter that comes in, whatever tangent you might be caught up on, whatever stress you might feel you're under, can you be like this man on the boat? Can you sit back and observe your situation, your life, your experience, and your meditation just as is? Because really what you have going on right now is is all that really exists. The past is done, the future is not guaranteed. So within this space, within this moment, can you simply breathe? Can you let go of a need to change the situation? Can you let go of any worry, any stress? And then come to a place of equanimity, where you're just riding the waves. I think some of the most skillful players in this game of life are people that have learned to really ride their own waves, because there's always going to be ups and downs. Like, that's just a given. But how you handle it and how you choose to perceive your reality is up to you. Here in this moment, is there anything that you can let go of? Can you feel that movement of your breath coming in and going out like a wave, a constant wave within your own body? Just ride that wave. Let that be the thing you focus on. Sit back and observe things as they are. Well, guys, I want to encourage you as you head out into your day to observe a few things. Observe how you handle the waves that come at you, your circumstances in your life. And see if you can relax a little bit. Take a breath. Allow things to be as they are at times. And if you can't allow them to be as they are, at least approach mindfully. But what I'd really like to encourage you to do is to observe your own wave making in your mind. I think we all have a tendency sometimes to create little false circumstances in our minds or play out conversations we think are going to happen and kind of stir up our own waters. So notice if you have that tendency within yourself and just intercept it, take a breath, step back into reality, and have a lovely day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.